got two resources down here. We got dirt and we got mountains. We got tobacco and we got coal. And they used to make us a living, but not anymore. Let's talk about the dirt. Kentucky has rolling bluegrass hills. It resembles the French countryside. That's why we have towns named Paris, Versailles, and bourbon to drink. Kentucky soil is deep, dark, and rich. It grows a special kind of tobacco known as burley, the golden strand in a cigarette. Growing tobacco is a year-round process, starting with seeds in spring. Let's let the farmer talk. I plow up land, harrow the soil to the texture's fine as sand. I broadcast seed, lay down sheets of gauze to protect the seedlings from frost. I stake the gauze. I look out over the ridge at the tobacco cloths glowing in the dusk. The strips of gauze buck in the breeze like sails in a sea of new green wheat. I hope it comes a flood. It comes a flood. Every seed sprouts, every weed thrives. I perch on the back of the tractor and feed the furry leaf plants into the setter. It twirls like a little Ferris wheel, tucks each plant into the furrow and gives it a squirt of water. In July, plants shade me as I chop weeds from between the rows. On television, there's a commercial for menthol cigarettes. Take a puff. It's springtime. As we now know, smoking is not good for you. But raising tobacco was not necessarily the farmer's crop of choice. Like a coca leaf picker in Peru or a poppy gatherer in Afghanistan, you raise the crop that makes a profit. You got to eat, and you got to hang on to your little patch of land. Now here comes the farmer. Come August, I stride down the rows, breaking off the purple blossom clusters with my bare hands. Left, right, left, right. Topping the 6 foot tall tobacco plants so the leaves can fill out and mature. Green, transforming into gold. Harvest 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, slicing the base of the stalk with my tobacco knife, sliding the plant over the spear onto the oak stick. 6 plants per stick, then jam the spear onto the next stick, and I keep cutting. With this work, you can't waste movement, and you can't rush. A misplaced swing can slice off a toe, cleave a thigh clean to the bone. Six weeks later, the tobacco is cured, and a warm rain brings it into case. A moist tobacco leaf holds together when you strip it off the stalk. A dry leaf disintegrates in your hand. My hands work fast. My palms and fingernails stained mahogany from the leaves. I step outside, where the air is perfumed with wine, sap, apples, and wood smoke. My farm is like most Kentucky farms. Hills and ridges and only a few acres of land you can actually plant. You got to make everyone count. If an acre of corn brings $200 in a good year, an acre of tobacco $4,000, what would you do? Tobacco is the only legal cash crop left in this state, and thank God for it. Now the government has moved the price support from tobacco. Not from coal, not from beef, but from tobacco. And Kentucky tobacco farming has passed into history. With the keystone of our economy gone, my state has fallen deeper into poverty. Many families have lost their farms to developers who carve the rolling bluegrass into subdivisions. We all shop at the big box stores, and downtown is a memory. And so the farmer ends the story. Everything has got automated in the last 50 years. Everything but tobacco. All that is still done purely by hand. The planting, the weed chopping, the cutting, hanging, stripping. I clasp 11 cured leaves in one hand. I wrap the 12th leaf around the top and tie to make a hand of tobacco, red, gold, and smelling sweet. I trade it with my neighbor. I peddle it at auction. I enter it